Hello, this is Missy Allender from the Triangle Radio Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I shall be reading to you the events and happenings for the upcoming week and month, as reported from various sources. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. We're going to start with some upcoming events at the Carolina Theater. The Carolina Theater is located at 309 West Morgan Street in downtown Durham. Their telephone number for any of these performances and ticket information is 919-560-3030. On Friday, May 31st at 8 p.m., the Delphonics and Blue Magic Old School R&B Legends will be performing. The Delphonics caught the rising tide of R&B music at just the right time in the late 1960s. The group's unique style of singing and their patented dance steps caught the fancy of popular music followers. This made them a stellar attraction at rock concerts, theaters, and on the nightclub circuit. Their hits include Didn't I Blow Your Mind This Time, For the Love I Give to You, Trying to Make a Fool of Me, When You Get Right Down to It, and Love Won't Let Me Wait. Blue Magic, formed in June of 1973, is responsible for some of the most enjoyable soul music of the 70s. Four decades later, since their first recording for Atlantic Records in 1973, the members of Blue Magic continue to provide fans around the world with their smooth brand of Philly soul. Their electrifying performances and trademark style has led Blue Magic to share the stage with the most famous performers of the 70s, 80s, and 90s, including the Jacksons, Lionel Richie, Marvin Gaye, Gladys Knight, and Smokey Robinson. Again, the Delphonics and Blue Magic will be performing at the Carolina Theater on Friday, May 31st at 8 p.m. On Wednesday, June 5th at 8 p.m., Tracy Morgan will be performing at the Carolina Theater. Tickets for this performance are $36 to $56. Tracy Jamal Morgan, born November 10, 1968, is an American comedian who is best known for his 8 seasons as a cast member on Saturday Night Live and currently known for playing the role of Tracy Jordan on the NBC series 30 Rock. Tracy Morgan's recurring SNL characters include Bronx resident Dominican Lou, Reggie Owens of Juan and Owens, ex-porn stars, Good Morning with Liza sidekick Captain Montclair Vanderhausen III, Tate Witherspoon of the tough-talking law firm Russell and Tate, and Judge Judy Bailiff Burt. He has performed impressions of Maya Angelou, Marion Barry, Cuba Gooding Jr., Tito Jackson, Star Jones, Marion Suge Knight, William the Refrigerator Perry, Della Reese, Busta Rhymes, Mr. T, Mike Tyson, Maxine Waters, Thelma Weston, Reggie White, and Tiger Woods' father Earl. Born and raised in New York City, Morgan is a stand-up comedian and sketch comedy player who has worked the national stand-up comedy circuit while appearing on several television programs over the last several years. In January 2000, Tracy Morgan appeared as the main character in a music video for the single Notorious, which featured Puff Daddy and Lil' Kim. Tracy Morgan's film credits include Half-Baked, a movie co-starring former SNL cast member Jim Brewer, and A Thin Line Between Love and Hate. His television appearances include Apollo Comedy Hour, Def Comedy Jam, Entertainment Tonight, Martin, The Rosie O'Donnell Show, Showtime at the Apollo, Snaps, Uptown Comedy Club, and The View. Again, Tracy Morgan will be performing at the Carolina Theater on Wednesday, June 5th at 8 p.m. Also at the Carolina Theater, Hot Tuna Acoustic Tour with special guest Jill Sobel will be performing Thursday, June 6th, also at 8 p.m. Featuring Woodstock alumni, Rock and Roll Hall of Famers, and Jefferson Airplane founding members Jack Cassidy and Jorma Kaukonen, the band celebrates over 4 decades of playing together. They remain one of the most innovative bands in American music. In the mid-1960s, Jorma was asked to audition to play guitar for a new band that was forming in San Francisco. Though an acoustic player at heart, he grew interested in the electronic gadgety that was beginning to make an appearance in the popular music scene, particularly in a primitive processor brought to the audition by a fellow named Ken Kesey. Jorma decided to join the band, and soon thereafter he summoned his young friend from Washington, who now played the bass. Thus was created the unique Then and Now sound that was the Jefferson Airplane. Jorma even contributed the band's name, drawn from a nickname a friend had for the blues playing Jorma. Jack's experience as a lead guitarist led to the style of bass playing, which took the instrument far beyond its traditional row. While in the Jefferson Airplane, putting together the soundtrack of the 60s, Jorma and Jack remain loyal to the blues, jazz, bluegrass, and folk influences of the small clubs and larger venues they had learned from years before. Again, the Hot Tuna Acoustic Tour with special guest Jill Sobel will be performing Thursday, June 6th at the Carolina Theater. Finally, at the Carolina Theater on Friday, June 7th, Tommy Emmanuel with special guest Bo Lankenu will be performing at 8 p.m. The two-time Grammy nominee Tommy Emmanuel is one of Australia's most respected musicians. The legendary guitarist has a professional career that spans five decades and continues to intersect with some of the finest musicians throughout the world. A household name in his native Australia, Tommy has garnered hundreds of thousands of loyal fans worldwide. Tommy's unique style, he calls it simply fingerstyle, is akin to playing guitar the way a pianist plays piano, using all 10 fingers. Rather than using a whole band for melody, rhythm, bass, and drum parts, Tommy plays all that and more on one guitar. Guitar legend Chet Atkins was one of the first to inspire Emmanuel to try this finger-picking style as a child. Decades later, Atkins himself became one of Emmanuel's biggest fans. Again, Tommy Emmanuel with special guest Bo Lankenu will be performing at the Carolina Theater Friday, June 7th at 8 p.m. Tickets for this performance are from $29.50 to $39.50. And for any ticket information about any of these performances at the Carolina Theater, you can call them at 919-560-3030. At the DPAC, Kevin James will be performing. DPAC is located at 123 Vivian Street in Durham. For ticket information, you can call them at 919-680-2787. Kevin James will be performing Wednesday, June 5th at 7:30 p.m. Working class funny man Kevin James will be returning to DPAC this summer following his 2012 sellout show. Backed by popular demand, Kevin comes armed with classic bits and all-new material for another big night of laughs. Kevin James is a producer, co-writer, and star of the hit comedies Paul Blart, Mail Cop, Zookeeper, and his latest film, Here Comes the Boom. James starred with Adam Sandler in Columbia Pictures' blockbuster Grown Ups, and I Now Pronounce You Chuck and Larry. He broke into the film world in 2005 in Columbia Pictures' Hitch, starring opposite Will Smith. The King of Queens, which premiered in 1998, ran for 9 seasons on CBS, with James starring and executive producing, and it garnered him an Emmy nomination in 2006 for Outstanding Lead Actor in a Comedy Series. In 2001, James brought his stand-up act to TV with Sweat the Small Stuff, a one-hour special for Comedy Central. In 2005, Kevin James and Ray Romano executive produced and starred in the HBO sports special Making the Cut, The Road to Pebble Beach, a documentary about the Pebble Beach Pro-Am golf tournament that was nominated for a Sports Emmy. All guests will require a ticket regardless of age, and no one under the age of 5 will be admitted to the theater. Of children, for any performances at DPAC, must be able to sit quietly in their own seat without disturbing other guests. To better serve the DPAC concert, comedy, and Broadway fans in their primary market, online sales to this event will be restricted to residents of North Carolina. Online orders by residents outside of this approved sales area will be canceled without notice and refunds given. If you live outside of the approved sales area or you are using a credit card with a billing address outside the approved sales area, you can still purchase tickets by calling the DPAC Ticket Center at 919-680-2787. Also coming to DPAC, Anthony Hamilton with special guests Eric Benet and Marcus Canty, and they will be performing June 8th at 8 p.m. Soul fans are in for a treat when the Soulful Summer Tour featuring Anthony Hamilton with special guests Eric Benet and Marcus Canty come June 8th as part of the Cool Summer Nights at DPAC. Fans began paying attention to Anthony Hamilton in 2002 when he sang the infectious hook on Nappy Roots' Po' Folks. That performance netted the singer his first of 10 Grammy nominations for Best Rap Sung Collaboration. More recently, his arresting voice provided the perfect accompaniment to Jill Scott's earthy vocals on the captivating duet So In Love. Their dynamic pairing also set a record, 18 weeks at number 1 on Billboard's Urban AC chart. His fourth studio album, Back to Love, debuted at number 12 on the Billboard 200 chart, selling over 63,000 copies its first week. That was his follow-up to the 2008 gold-certified number 1 debuting album, The Point of It All. The Charlotte, North Carolina native's resume also includes performing a virtual duet of Buon Natale alongside Nat King Cole for the Nat King Cole Holiday Collection, and a cameo appearance in the 2007 Oscar-nominated film American Gangster starring Denzel Washington. Hamilton also performed that soundtrack's lead song, the Diane Warren penned Do You Feel Me, while his songs Struggle No More and Can't Let Go appeared on the Daddy's Little Girls soundtrack. R&B crooner, songwriter, and actor Eric Benet has successfully released 6 albums and was also nominated for a 2012 Grammy Award for Best Traditional R&B Performance for his single Sometimes I Cry. He has also been active as an actor and most recently starring his first lead role in the feature film Trinity Goodheart. Additionally, Eric has a reoccurring role in the television program For Your Love, which aired 1998 to 2002, and made his film debut alongside Mariah Carey in Glitter in 2001. Marcus Canny is the 21-year-old who won the Hearts of America on Fox's X Factor talent show. In 2009, Canty was chosen over hundreds of high school seniors across the nation by the National Foundation for Advancement in the Arts, Young Art, which recognizes and supports America's most talented 15 to 18-year-olds in the visual, literary, and performing arts, and was inducted into the organization. Again, all guests require a ticket regardless of age, and this online sales to this event will be restricted to residents of North Carolina. Though you can, if you live in North Carolina and have a billing address or outside the approved sales area, you can still purchase tickets by calling DPAC at 919-680-2787. Coming up at the Cocoa Booth Amphitheater, which is located at 8003 Regency Parkway in Cary, the North Carolina Symphony's Summerfest series begins Saturday, May 25th. Summerfest opening night launches your summer of music featuring Play with the Pros. Enjoy the evening as Triangle's most gifted citizen musicians of all ages join forces with resident conductor and Summerfest artistic director William Henry Curry and the North Carolina Symphony in a robust evening of classical masterpieces, including Brahms Symphony No. 2 in D major, plus Ferdinand Harold Zampa Overture, Vaughan Williams English Folk Song Suite, and Jean Symbolis' Finlandia. Gates open at 5 p.m. and the concert starts at 7:30 p.m. The ticket price is $30 for table seats and $28 for long tickets. All prices will increase $2 on the day of the event, and kids 12 and under are free. And for more ticket information or to purchase tickets, you can call them at 919-462-2052. On Sunday, May 26th, the Town of Cary and the Triangle Wind Ensemble present an American Celebration featuring selections from the music of John Williams. Again, this is also at the Cocoa Booth Amphitheater. Gates open at 5:30 and show starts at 7:30. The parking is free and the lots will open at 5. Adult general admission for lawn seats, it's $15, and reserved table seats are $25. Kids free on the lawn, 12 and under. Military service members, seniors ages 55 and older, and college students are eligible for $3 off the lawn ticket price when showing a valid ID at the amphitheater box office. And finally, at the Cocoa Booth Amphitheater on Saturday, June 8th, the North Carolina Summerfest Series presents the Classical Mystery Tour. Backed by popular demand, the orchestra will once again host the Fab Four as part of the Classical Mystery Tour, which celebrates the 45th anniversary of the release of the Beatles' White Album. Guest conductor Martin Herman will lead the North Carolina Symphony and Classical Mystery Tour band in some of the greatest Beatles tunes ever, such as I Am the Walrus, Eleanor Rigby, and Penny Lane, along with beautiful ballads such as The Long and Windy Road and Yesterday. The symphony guarantees the audience will love it. Gates open at 5 p.m. and concert starts at 7:30 p.m. Ticket prices, $35 for table seats and $33 for lawn tickets. All prices will increase $2 the day of the event, and kids 12 and under are free. Again, to purchase any tickets for these performances at the Cocoa Booth Amphitheater, you can call them at 919-462-2052. Josh Blue will be performing at Goodnight's Comedy Club on June 6th through June 8th. Goodnight's Comedy Club is located at 861 West Morgan Street in downtown Raleigh. And to purchase tickets, you can call them at 919-828-5233. And this show is rated R. Josh Blue has been a fast-rising star since first appearing on Comedy Central's Mind of Manisha before gaining the attention and endearment of the country as a favorite on NBC's Last Comic Standing. Josh is a diverse and triumphant individual, hilarious stand-up comedian, standout guest star on television, talented artist, and stellar U.S. Paralympic soccer player, refusing to bow to any of the challenges that come from living with cerebral palsy. Blue jokes, I realize that people are going to stare, so I want to give them something to stare at. Josh uses his incredible sense of humor and versatile persona to defy stereotypes and encourage others to overcome their preconceived notions about people who are considered disabled. His unique brand of reverse teasing affords him the great joy of humbling condescending people. Josh's standout performances at the 2004 Las Vegas Comedy Festival earned him $10,000 as the grand prize winner of the Royal Flush Comedy Competition. He has appeared on NBC, MSNBC, Fox News, and Fox Sports Net. In 2005, Josh emerged as a major force on the college circuit with main stage showcases that garnered rave reviews and helped him earn a nomination for Best Diversity Event of 2006 by APCA. A Lewis and Clark College programmer remarked, quote, "Not only did Josh Blue receive a standing ovation, but he was the funniest comedian of the entire three-day convention." From comedy clubs and theater engagements to college campuses and corporate events, wherever he takes the stage, Josh elicits a widely appreciative crowd response. His uncanny ability to improvise with any audience, coupled with comedic timing rarely found in a performer of his age, has enabled Josh to rapidly develop a fan base across the country. Again, Josh Blue will be performing at Goodnight's Comedy Club June 6th through the 8th. And for more ticket information, you can call them at 919-828-5233. On May 30th, Leanne Rimes will be performing with the North Carolina Symphony at the Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts, which is located in downtown Raleigh. Ticket information, you can call them at 919-996-8700. Leanne Rimes with North Carolina Symphony with the William Henry Curry as the resident conductor. Two-time Grammy Award winner Leanne Rimes joins the symphony to perform the songs that made her legendary. She has been a star since the age of 13 when her 1996 breakthrough hit Blue pushed to the top 10 on the country charts. She also is known for hits such as How Do I Live and Can't Fight the Moonlight, among others. The showtime for this is 7:30 p.m. May 30th at the Mamandi Concert Hall, the Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts. The ticket prices for this performance are $38 to $90. And again, that phone number is 919-996-8700. At the North Carolina Museum of Art, Glenn Hansard performs on Saturday, June 15th at 7:30 p.m. The North Carolina Museum of Art is located at 2010 Blue Ridge Road in Raleigh. The pricing for these tickets, $35 for reserved seats, $30 if you're a member of the museum. General admission, $24 and $19 for members. Ages 7 through 18, general admission only, and those prices are $12. And children 6 and under are free for general admission only. For more information and to purchase tickets, you can call them at 919-839-6262. Glenn Hanser last appeared on the Park Theater stage in 2010 with Marketa Irglova as The Swell Season. The two rocketed to fame following the hit indie film Once, which was loosely based on Hansard's life as a street musician in Dublin. Hansard and Irglova starred in the movie and wrote and performed the music that was central to the story. Their composition, Falling Slowly, won the Oscar for Best Original Song, which they memorably performed at the Academy Awards ceremony. But Hansard's exceptional and soulful songwriting and performing style was established earlier as the frontman for the popular Irish band The Frames, with whom he recorded many albums and still performs. A devotee of Dylan, Leonard Cohen, and Van Morrison, he released his first solo album, Rhythm and Repose, last year to critical acclaim. Some quotes, Glenn Hansard is a gifted, emotive frontman who also sings as if he must, with a heart on his sleeve that is constantly throbbing. And that's a quote from the New York Times. Quote from NPR Music, Hansard can still make the rafters shake. Again, Glenn Hansard will be at the North Carolina Museum of Art on Saturday, June 15th at 7:30 p.m. And phone number for ticket information is 919-839-6262. It's time to read some upcoming performances through Pinecone. Jake Shimabukuro will be performing Saturday, June 8th at 8 p.m. at the Carolina Theater. Again, the Carolina Theater is located at 309 West Morgan Street in downtown Raleigh. Tickets are $27 and $29 if you're a Pinecone member and $32 to $34 if for the general public. You can call them to reserve your tickets at 919-664-8302. ukulele virtuoso Jake Shimabukuro returns to North Carolina for a special concert at the Carolina Theater of Durham. His past shows in Raleigh have had a waiting list while he performed at the 600-seat Fletcher Theater, and Pinecone is excited to bring him to a hall that can seat more people while maintaining an intimate atmosphere. This year alone, he has performed on Jimmy Kimmel Live, Rolling Stone Live, A Prairie Home Companion, and CNN's The Next List. His newest album, entitled Grand Ukulele, was produced by Alan Parsons, The Beatles' Abbey Road, and Pink Floyd's Dark Side of the Moon. The new project incorporates standalone solo tracks and beautiful orchestra selections recorded at Nashville's famed RCA studio and a band anchored by drummer Simon Phillips, who did The Who and Toto. On the new LP, he infuses his buoyant musicianship and brisk proficiency, and that's a quote from the New York Times, with the rock and roll technique that has earned him the title of Jimi Hendrix of the ukulele. He has defied the limitations of his four-string, two-octave instrument with his astonishing covers of While My Guitar Gently Weeps, 10 million-plus views on YouTube, and Bohemian Rhapsody. Again, Jake Shimabukuro will be performing Saturday, June 8th at 8 p.m. at the Carolina Theater, and you can call to get your tickets at 919-664-8302. Sparky and Rhonda Rucker, Heroes in Hard Times, will be performing Sunday, June 9th at 3 p.m., doors opening at 2:45, at the Daniels Auditorium, the North Carolina Museum of History, located at 5 East Edington Street in downtown Raleigh. This concert is free and open to the public, but a free ticket is required. Sparky and Rhonda Rucker's Heroes in Hard Times, American History Through Song and Story, includes songs and stories relating to slavery, the Underground Railroad, the Civil War, the westward migration, the birth of the blues, and the Civil Rights Movement. Sparky and Rhonda tell the history of America by singing the songs and telling the stories of their ancestors. The Ruckers perform a variety of early American music, including slave spirituals, Underground Railroad songs, and Civil War songs, incorporating blues-style harmonica and bottleneck blues guitar. While you're at the museum, look for the Freedom Coming, Freedom for All exhibit, opening May 15th through June 16th. A panel exhibit, which includes the official preliminary Emancipation Proclamation on a one-month loan from the National Archives in Washington, D.C. that was signed by President Abraham Lincoln. Admission to both the exhibit and the concert are free. And again, that will take place Sunday, June 9th, the Daniels Auditorium at the North Carolina Museum of History. Two free concerts this month from Pinecone and in Cary. Erin McDormand will be performing Saturday, June 15th at 6 p.m. at the Sertoma Amphitheater at Bond Park, located at 801 High House Road. And the rain site will be at the Kiwanis Shelter, also at Bond Park. Singer-songwriter Erin McDormand comes to Central North Carolina from her home in Central Vermont to share her original heartfelt songs that tell stories of life, longing, and love, personal tales with universal themes. McDormand showcased at the IBMA World of Bluegrass in 2012, and she's collaborated ACM Fiddle Player of the Year Stuart Duncan, IBMA Guitarist of the Year Brian Sutton, and Grammy Award winner Tim O'Brien, among others, on her debut solo album Time to Go. O'Brien says of her music, Erin McDormand writes short stories and song about small-town life in Vermont. Her characters come alive in the songs, and you get to know these real people by the time the second chorus comes around. With a voice as strong and uniquely expressive as her lyrics, Erin is a songwriter to watch for in the coming years. Again, Erin McDormand will be performing on Saturday, June 15th at 6 p.m. at the Sertoma Amphitheater at Bond Park, located at 801 High House Road in Cary. Big Medicine will be coming to the East Carroll Joyner Park on Sunday, June 2nd at 5 p.m. The East Carroll Joyner Park is located at 701 Harris Road in Wake Forest. The rain site for this performance will be at the Flaherty Community Center Gym, located at 1226 North White Street in Wake Forest. This Big Medicine performance is free and open to the public. Big Time Medicine consistently serves up a powerful, deep-rooted, old-time mountain music, early-style bluegrass, original songs, and fresh arrangements. one of the most influential old-time bands in the American traditional music scene since 1999, Big Medicine has released three critically acclaimed albums and has performed for concerts, dances, and festivals across the United States and overseas. Members of the band, all veteran multi-instrumentalists and singers, are some of the most highly regarded contemporary performers of American traditional music. From the stage of A Prairie Home Companion, Garrison Keillor said of Big Medicine, "That's how string band music is supposed to sound. Absolutely effortless. They're just a great band. I love this band." Since their formation in 1999, this band has become one of the most accomplished string bands in the North Carolina Piedmont. Multi-instrumentalists Joe Newberry, Bob Head, Kenny Jackson, Linnell Davis are considered master interpreters of traditional material. The individual members of Big Medicine boast impressive resumes. Again, Big Medicine will be performing Sunday, June 2nd, 5 p.m. at the East Carroll Joyner Park, located at 701 Harris Road in Wake Forest, rain site the Flaherty Community Center Gym at 1226 North White Street in Wake Forest. And again, this event is free and open to the public. Just a couple events coming up this week. On Sunday, May 26th, Betsy Ellis and Wurlitzer Prize will be performing at the Rooster's Wife in Aberdeen, North Carolina. For ticket information, you can call them at 910-944-7502. On Wednesday, May 29th, Outside Soul will be performing at the Cocoa Booth Amphitheater, the Crescent Deck, and that's in Cary. For ticket information, you can call them at 919-462-2025. And finally, on Thursday, May 30th, Constant Change will be performing at Tir na n Og in downtown Raleigh. And for ticket information, you can call them at 919-833-7795. And it looks like we have run out of time for today's episode of the Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Missy Hollander, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast after the broadcast at our website, trianglereadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. So long until next time.